to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Ah, well, with the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Zambia Airports Corporation defends dismissal of former security manager. Absence of critical documents delays Malanji's defense in corruption trial. And in global news, Ramaphosa says white South Africans going to U.S. are cowards. With the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Zambia Airports Corporation Limited has defended the dismissal of its former security manager, Paul Kasonde, following an incident where former President Edgar Lungu was cleared at the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport without full security screening. Mr. Kasonde has since sued the corporation, seeking damages for unfair dismissal. In its defense, filed on the 7th of May 2025 before the Lusaka High Court, the corporation submits that Mr. Kasonde's appointment as manager of aviation security was renewed in February 2024 for a further three-year term, but ended with his summary dismissal on the 10th of February 2025 after a disciplinary process. According to the corporation, Mr. Kasonde was charged with failing to report a serious security breach that occurred on the 19th of January 2025, when both the former president and former first lady passed through the archway metal detector without undergoing comprehensive screening. Following his dismissal, Mr. Kasonde appealed, but the appeal committee upheld the original ruling, finding that established reporting protocols had been breached. The Zambia Airports Corporation maintains that the disciplinary proceedings conformed to its grievance procedure and disciplinary code of 2022, and that there was sufficient material evidence to justify the dismissal. The corporation has since appealed to the Lusaka High Court to dismiss Mr. Kasonde's claim for 5.5 million kwacha in contract value and damages, arguing that no further relief is owed. The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, has criticized government's response to the recent United States government's decision to withdraw $50 million from the health sector, saying Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima's statement was inadequate. While the minister has blamed the problem on past administrations, JCTR's Social and Economic Development Program Manager, Edward Musosa, insists that the current government must take full responsibility to stop the ongoing thefts. The aid cut, equivalent to about 1.4 billion kwacha, comes after U.S. investigators found that nearly all pharmacies they visited were selling drugs identical to U.S. donated supplies, with nearly half of those pharmacies confirmed to be selling stolen medicines meant for free public distribution. Mr. Musosa warns that the suspension of funding will negatively affect vulnerable Zambians who depend on free medication for conditions like HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis.
We've taken exception as a center to the Zambian government's response, viewing it as inadequate, because one, there is the consistency and focus on blame shifting. The recent responses to the ambassador's briefing, for example, the Minister of Health has continuously attributed the root of the problem to what he terms systemic weaknesses under previous governments.
Meanwhile, Medicines Research and Access Platform MedRap Director Leo Kalioka has urged the Zambian government to shift its focus from prosecuting individuals to implementing systemic reforms to tackle the persistent theft and resale of medicines meant for free public distribution. Mr. Lioka notes the need for a comprehensive review of the public health supply chain, which he says is prone to theft over several years and successive administrations, with the U.S. US government giving Zambia up to January 2026 to act.
The lack of distribution of medicines is not adequately robust and responsive to the provision of medicines to the people of Zambia. It has a lot of loopholes where leakage of these medicines is happening. And we think that these are the issues that government must be looking at. And just concluding again on the steps taken by the American government through the embassy in Zambia, we feel that the embassy has been very fair. The American government has been very fair to give this process up to January 2026. I think for us, it allows for governments to really, focus on the supply chain of medicine.
Former Foreign Affairs Minister Joe Malanji's defense failed to continue today due to the absence of crucial documents required by two witnesses from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Cabinet Office. Mr. Malanji's lawyer, Chawandira Nyimbili, applied for an adjournment, citing the need for the witnesses to access the necessary documents. The case involves allegations that Mr. Malanji corruptly acquired properties, including two helicopters, using 108,401,197 kwacha, funds transferred by former Secretary to the Treasury, Fred Sonyamba, to the Zambian Missions account in Turkey without following legal protocols. Mr. Yamba faces two counts of willful failure to comply with procedures, while Mr. Malanji faces eight counts of possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime. With proceedings resumed today, when proceedings resumed today, Mr. Nyimbili informed the court that proceeding with the matter, especially that the two witnesses were not provided with the supporting documents, was unsustainable, leading to Lusaka Magistrate Irene Mushimanga adjourning the matter to the 19th of May 2025 and directing that all necessary materials be produced by then. However, court records indicate that Mr. Malanji plans to call additional witnesses from Cabinet Office, the Civil Aviation Authority, the Clerk of the National Assembly, Workers' Compensation Fund, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and First National Bank to testify in his defense. The Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has awarded 15 postgraduate scholarships to students under the Facility for Action for Climate Empowerment to achieve nationally determined contributions of FACE NDC project. The project, running from 2023 to 2030, aims to build national capacity to respond to climate change in a practical, inclusive, and transformative way. Speaking during the award ceremony in Lusaka this morning, FAO country representatives Suze Filippini expressed confidence that the selected can generate innovative ideas, foster collaboration, and bring climate solutions to rural, food insecure, and climate vulnerable communities.
The awarding of scholarships to the 15 postgraduate students, including 10 PhD candidates and the first 5 master's candidates, is a strategic investment in Zambia's future. These scholarships will help develop a new generation of climate leaders equipped with the scientific, technical, and social tools to drive change. The focus on behavioral science and renewable energy is especially important. As you are aware, climate action is not just technology.
And Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment, Dauti Chibamba, emphasized that knowledge opportunities can empower youths and position Zambia as a regional leader in sustainable development.
Climate change is not a distant threat. It is a reality that we are best to accomplish. But on the other hand, it is an opportunity for us to find a our economy, power our youth, and to position Zambia as a regional leader in sustainable development. Today, we celebrate a significant milestone. The awarding of scholarships, you are not just beneficiaries of this program, you are the future. You are now ambassadors of hope for a more greener and more resilient Zambia.
female Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research and Innovation at the University of Zambia, Professor Triwal Kalusopa, urged the students to remain curious, committed, and courageous to change perceptions about climate change.